Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'siyata D'Shemaya, our series of Shiurim. And the Pasuk of Kisircha is Chamor Sonacha Ravitz Mas Tachas Masel B'chata Miyazul Azov Tazovimo, to help your enemy unload his donkey. And B'siyata D'Shemaya, we have learned so many neflos already in the first five Shiurim. And now we're going to continue B'siyata D'Shemaya, building on what we already learned. Al pi devrei Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, l'shmo l'zichro tavis kol nefesh. U'b'zeh yesh l'faresh b'mevucha ha'gdola sh'yeshna l'gabei ha'loisesei b'frika u'b'te'ina. So based on the foregoing, we can now understand the great confusion. Make sense of the confusion that we have with regard to the loisesei of prika and te'ina. In the Rambam, Hilchos Ratzeach U'Shmiras HaNefesh 13.1, the Rambam writes the mitzvah essay of prika, because it says, Azoiv tazoiv imoi halacha beis. The Rambam writes, V'lo yifrok v'yinichenu nivhal v'yelech, ele yakim imor v'yachzor v'yitoin masoi aleh. Shneamar hokeim tokim imoy. Zoi mitzvah sase acheres. You shouldn't do prika and then leave him there all panicked. Rather, you should help him load the donkey again. Because it says hokeim tokim imo, it's a pasuk in Parshas Kisetze. And this is a separate mitzvah sase. V'minichoy nivhol. And if you left the guy all panicky and you didn't do prika or teina, Bitel mitzvahs essay, v'over al mitzvahs lois essay. It's mamash a peladik haramba. You're mevatel an essay, and you're over an a lois essay. Shneamar, loisires chamor achicha, pasuk in kiseitze, don't see your friend's donkey or axe falling. And avoid him, v'salamta, rather, hakim tokim imoy. As lich ora, mevuar midvrei Rambam, shehalotase shenemar befarashat kitetse, the loisese in kisetse that the Rambam quotes, losires shorom chamor achicha, which is talking about ti'ina, like the Rambam says, hakim tokim. So we have a mitzvah essay about ti'ina. The less ela b'te'ina, ela de kamash malan, a Rambam, shegamim loy porak, v'al yidei ze lo toan mei chodosh, hobele gam ken kemisha loy toan, v'yesh bo ose loy sase. So when the Rambam tells us about the te'ina, he tells us there's an assay about te'ina, and there's also a los assay, not to avoid the te'ina, not to avoid helping him load his donkey. And the Rambam teaches us that even if he doesn't do prika, and because of that, in other words, even if he doesn't unload the donkey, and because of that he doesn't reload the donkey, like the Rambam writes, after the prika, lo yinichenu nivhal, ele yachzer v'yiton maso aleh. But after the prika, you shouldn't leave the guy all panicky. You should rather reload the donkey. Yachzer v'yiton maso aleh. You should help him reload. So if he doesn't unload, and then help him reload, so that's considered that he didn't help him load the donkey. And by not helping him unload, that also means that he didn't fight to help him reload. So he's over on the reloading, and therefore he's over on the loisese. And so that's what the Rambam writes over here. The Rambam's talking halacha beis about the essay of te'ina. And the Rambam says that you're over on a loisese of not doing te'ina if you don't do prika and te'ina. You didn't do either. Even though the Maisa, there was no need to load the animal. He hadn't unloaded it yet. But still, you're over because he didn't unload and then help reload it in a neater way. And so we see in the Gra, Siman Erev, Sifkat and Gimel, She'ena talav ela b'ti'ina. The lav only applies to the ti'ina, to the loading. The Mabit in the Kiryas Sefer has a different girsa than the Rambam, but it's not our girsa. So according to that, that's what the Rambam writes. There's only one mitzvah essay. The Rambam apparently means, we had a shir on this today, the Rambam apparently means is, meaning in our Sefer HaMitzvah Shira, Mitzvah Reish Beis, the Rambam apparently means is that besides the Mitzvah Sesei of Prika, that the Rambam wrote in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam is Mechadesh, that somebody who wasn't Poirek was over and the Esei and Lois Esei of Te'ina. Right? Because if, when you help unload the donkey, the word is you're going to unload the donkey, and then, and you know, because it's the load needs to be the donkey needs to be reloaded. So by not unloading, you're not reloading. And if you're not reloading, kumtois, that you're over on Tiina, both the essay and the losase of Tiina. Because you didn't do Prika, so maybe you're not doing Tiina. You're over on both the essay and losase of Tiina. The losase is said in context of Tiina. And this answers the kasha we dealt with in that shir of the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Pei, Mitzvah Tav Kuf Mem. However, we see a different nigin in the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, we have this in Loisa Se Ayin Reish, 270. Shehizhiranu mehaniach hanavoich b'maso lochutz baderech aval nazor oto v'nefrok mimeno ad sheyitaken laset v'amro v'chadarta me'azov lo v'lashon ha'mechilta v'chadarta me'azov lo azov taz avinu v'tzinu l'meidim shehi over be'esei be'esei v'loisesei v'kvar bo gam ken lav nifrat b'zeh ha'inyin. So mevoar b'divrei Rambam, shegam b'chadalt v'chadalta, which is talking about the prika alone, is a loisasei. Look at what the Rambam says, Rabbi say. Don't leave him all panicky on the way. We'll help him lifrok. Help him. In other words, you're thinking not to help him. Help him. Azav tazav imai. Matzino lemeidim shu over be'ese ve'loisese. Somehow they get a losase from this pasuk in the Mechilta. But however it's learned, however it's derived from azov tazavim ve'loisese, there's a losase, there's an ase and a losase. So you see on the prika alone, there's a losase. Not just on the te'ina. On the prika alone, there's a losase. We said before the losase is in the te'ina. Now we have a losase on the prika. So the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs puts a losase on the Prika. And the Rambam in the Yad only puts a losase on the Te'ina. So then it would come out that when the Rambam writes v'loy parak v'loy ton, in other words, when the Rambam writes in the Yad that this person didn't do v'minicho nivo v'loy porak v'loy toan, he's mevatel anese and he's over in a loisese. So anachat zechim lavin shakavana b'Rambam o shelo parak o shelo toan o ze either priko or teina. Because there's a loisese on both. If he didn't do them, he's over in a loisese. Like the Menachas Chinuch writes, Mitzvah Pei, Mitzvah Tav Kuf Mem. But Mitzad Sheni, Rekatav Kan HaRambam, HaRambam Kan, Bayad, Kotev, Shemefo Lomdim Et Halav, Lomdim Et Halav from Lo Siris Chamor Achicha. So in the Yad, the Rambam is talking about Te'ina. But the problem is that when the Rambam here, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Ayin Reish, is talking about Prika, Aval Nazar Aso V'Nifrok Mimenu, Ad Shitakein Loseis, V'Omer B'Chadal Tameazav Losei, should help him do the Prika, help him do the Te'ina. And then it says, V'Chadal Tameazav Losei, he's talking again about the Prika. He says, "V'chadal to me'azav la'azav tazavim otzen al bein shuofer be'esei b'leisus say." So for na'azav tazav, you have an essay in a leisus say, and then he says, "No, the leisus say is from losiris chamor chamor achicha." In other words, the leisus say of prika is from losiris chamor achicha. The Rambam tells us elsewhere, and that's pash pshat, that the Gemara has it. The Rambam of the Yad tells us the lo sirach hamor achicha is a lo sirach for teina. So what's the lo sirach hamor achicha? Is that a lo sirach teina or a lo sirach prika? We can also ask that the essay on lo sirach is only on teina, not on prika. Shekashem sha'asei sheyeshno b'lo tira'u rak al t'ina v'lo al prika harei l'chora k'mo k'enu b'lav. So l'chora, that pasuk in Kisei say the essay is t'ina. So the loisei is also stama t'ina. So how does the Rambam say, no, it's prika. It's prika. That's the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos. That from lo sirach hamor achicha, you get the lo sase on not doing prika. How do you get that? That pasuk's talking about te'ina. Menachas Chinuch wonders about this, and he has a difficult teretz which was rejected by Rav Perla, his parish on the Rasag. It's a cheni, the Rambam brings from the Mechilta, that v'chadalta me'azav lo is a lav. Rambam writes, "Buamro v'chadalta mi'azav lo lashan amichilta v'chadalta mi'azav lo azav tazavim and tzeil amein shu over be'esei v'leisusei." So v'chadalta mi'azav lo azazim, you have an essay and a leisusei. That's what the Rambam says in the Yad, in the Sefer HaMitzvos. But in the Yad, in Hilchos Ritzicha, the Rambam doesn't bring that pasuk. That you're over in a loisus say of v'chadalta me'azav lo azav tazav imo. He says the mitzvah say of prika from azav tazav imo, and he only brings a loisus say from losira, but he doesn't bring it from v'chadalta me'azav lo azav tazav imo. So how come the Yad, the Rambam, doesn't bring the same source he brings in the Sefer HaMitzvos? Well, the Rambam writes there's one loisus say. The Rambam in the Yad writes there's one loisus say. There are two loisus says. If you don't do prika and tina, there are two los essays. One for the tina and one for the prika. The Choronim are just completely confused by this Rambam. Rav Perla talks about it a lot in the Rasag, Essen, Chav Gimel, Chav Dalet, Ayin Shem, Dvarav. As lefi dvarenu nira kach, Omer marenu v'rabenu, Mo'or einenu, L'shmo l'zuchot habat kol nefesh. Sharei belav achi tmuim divrei ha-mechilta. The Mechilta says that v'chadalta me'azav lo azav tazav imo is a lav. How's that a laugh? Again, Lashon HaMechilta. V'chadalt mi'azav lo azav tazav imo. Nimtzeinu lemeidim she'over be'esei v'loisese. L'chari, the essay is azav tazav imo. And the loisese is v'chadalt mi'azav lo. How do you get from there a loisese? It's telling you you have to help him. It doesn't say, is the loisese to not help him? אז נראה מזה שיסוד הלאו שבזה אינו על הפריקה, אלא על וחדלת. דהיינו על אי האכפתיות שמכוחה אינו פורק. כפי שכבר הסברנו, שבמה שכתוב וחדלת, ישנו נידון נפרד על האכפתיות שכשאינה אין מקום למצוות עשה. We already explained at length in our previous shiurim that if you don't care about the guy, there's no mitzvah seh. Why not? Because you not only have to help the guy if you do it for yourself. And you wouldn't do it for yourself for free, why not do it for him for free? Elamai, imo, you're one with him because you care about him. So you view it from his perspective, meaning if it's a gain for him, it's a gain for you. אבל אם לא אכפת לך ממנו, אז ממילא לא אכפת לך ממנו. אם לא אכפת לך ממנו, so there's no more mitzvah. You're not chayv, כל בשלו אינו פרק. You wouldn't do it for yourself for free. There's a benefit. Why do you have to do it for your friend? And you don't identify with him because you're לא אכפת לך ממנו. ומי שאינו פורק ביטל את המצוות הזה שחייב הוא להגיע אליה עד האכפתיות שלו על חברו. So that's the union of a chadal. You're not going to help him? Why are you not going to help him? You're not going to help him because you don't care about him. And that's no good. So if you're not doing prika, you're mevatel the mitzvah sase, that you have to come to it through caring about your friend. And you're over on a lois to say, I'm not caring. That when it says in Parashat Kiseitz, L'asiris chomer achicha, B'slamta mehem hakim tokim imo, what was said here, is that there's a v'hisalamta. Don't see your friend's donkey falling and be misaling. In other words, you don't care. It's not talking about not loading him. Not loading him is a bit of lesse. It's also talking about not caring. L'chein, afa pisha b'mitzvat ase, d'mayri ala maise, ein shaychus ben prika l'tina. When we talk about the essay, there's no connection between prika and tina. The different maisa mitzvah. Prika is unloading, tina is loading. Mitzvah says say to load, and says say to unload. There's a mitzvah says say on the maisa prika, azev tazev. There's a mitzvah says say on the maisa tina, hakim takim. Kiseitze. But the yisod mechayev for these two mitzvahs is that you have to care. Like we see here in the Rambam, based on the Kesef Mishnah we saw on the previous year, it's the same Chadu b'prika v'ti'ina. It's the same Yisod HaMechayev. In other words, as we saw in the previous year, I think it was the last year, maybe it was 2 shiurim ago, that the Yisod HaMechayev, as the Kesef Mishnah learns it, is that you care. And that's why you have to help him. Otherwise, if you're not going to do it for yourself, you don't have to do it for him. And if you're not going to do it for yourself for free, you don't have to do it for him for free. And the only way you're chayav to do it for him is if you care. And then, you can view his animal as your animal, and then it's emo. And then if it's a benefit for him, then it's as if it's a benefit for you. And even though Te'ino is a b'schar, but the Kesef Mishnah says you learn one from the other. And therefore the same Yisodot Mechayiv Prika that you care is Mechayiv Te'ina. It's like it's your donkey. And that's why you have to help. So it's the same Yisod HaMachayiv, even though it's different Maisa. That's the Chiyuv Echpatiyut. And therefore, even though the law was said in Parsha Sina, nevertheless, the shame Isra Shabo, Isra Mashi Yishkan Yechpatiyut. That you're going to leave the guy to die, like the Rambam says. But Mashi Yenichenu Lamos Shema Yishtab B'Shvil Mamonov Yevel Yisakonim, he's going to come to danger. He's going to keep hanging out because he cares about his money, and there's a remote chance he's going to die. And so there's a loss to say to leave him there like that. You have to help him. So therefore, Mimela, it's the same lav on pre-cantina. That's what the Mechilta says, v'chadalta, where you're going to stop helping him, meaning you don't care. So you're over in a loss essay. Where do you see a lashon of los esei? Lo sire, etc. v'salamta, the pasuk in Kiseitse. And that includes prika. Then in prika it says, what, v'chadalta? You're not going to help him because you don't care? No, other rabbi, you should care, azel tazov hima. So you see this tzad that you're not going to help him. And that's because you don't care. So Mela, when we have a loisa say, it's going to be going on prika as well, because it's the same Yisod HaMechayiv. Yisod HaMechayiv pre-kantina is the same. Is that you care, and therefore it's like it's your animal, and Mela, you have to help him. And if you don't care, then since it's the same Yisod HaMechayiv, you're over on both. Loisa say of prika and tina. The loisa say in tina also, even though it's written on prika also, even though it's in the context of tina. And that's Lashon the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvos. He brings the Mechilta. And he says, Nimtzeinu Lemeidim, so it comes out, this is what we learned, there's a Lo Sesei. The Lo Sesei is not from V'chadalta. But you can learn from this a Lo Sesei of Lo Sira. Like the Rambam continues, and he says, it's a separate Lav. What's the Lav Lo Sira? Through the V'chadalta. There's this V'chadalta, you're not going to care, you're not going to help. Memelin, I'm saying, Lemelin is a loisa say. What's the loisa say? Loisira. So now we understand beautifully why the Rama brings both Fechadalta and also Loisira. And he talks about Prika as well. He says, not only a Loisira, Chamor, Achicha, etc., for Tina, it also goes for Prika. But that's because of the v'chadalta. You're not going to help him when you see him. Parashas Mishpatim, because you don't care. If you don't care, there's no mechayiv. There's no mechayiv. So you're over in a losesei. But you have to bring yourself to a state where you care. Otherwise, you're over in the losesei because you're mevatel this mitzvah of caring and helping him. And that's why the Rambam in the Yad, he writes, v'menicho nivo lo parf lo ton bita mitzesei v'over mitzvah losesei. So is there one or two? The answer is there's one Yisod HaMechayiv. There's a bitul mitzvah essay of caring and helping. And there's an alois essay of not caring and not helping. It's the same Yisod HaMechayiv, but each one. For Prika there's one, and for Tina there's one. When it says velo park, velo ton, it's lo park, o lo ton. Either one, you're mevatel an essay, and you're over an alois essay. Not both. If you do both, then you're over on two. But you're over for each one. For not doing prika, for not doing tiina. There's an asay and a lois asay for each one. And there's the same Yisod HaMechayiv. Which is that you have to care, and therefore that's Mechayiv you up. Now it's like it's your donkey, so you have to help him. And that explains why the Rambam emphasizes in the Sefer HaMitzvos that you find him Navoch. What does it matter if he's Navoch or not? Help him with his animal. He's Navoch, he's not Navoch. He's all confused, he doesn't know what to do, he needs help. So that's the Yesod HaDvarim, that you don't care that he's Navoch. And that's what makes a person be over on the Avera. That's why the Rambam also emphasizes, Shelo Yifrok V'Yinichenu Nival V'Yelech, don't leave him Nival, don't leave him all panicky. Because that's the Avera is that you don't care. As we discussed at length in the previous shiurim. So Yish Laharich B'Zeh Me'od, maybe in the next shiur we'd like to discuss the sheet of the Rasag for Zoche, and hopefully we'll see more Niflos Miteres Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.